Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Owen Hawkins, CEO of Petro America Corporation. And the company trades over-the-counter. The ticker symbol is PTRZ. Thanks for joining us today there, Owen.
Thank you for having me, and it's quite an honor, Juan, to be a part of this interview. Very excited about the opportunity.
Great. Well, and certainly any time. And so start off by talking to us about some of the company's recent acquisitions. I know you recently acquired two gold mines and also a granite mine.
Yes, we've been very fortunate to acquire two gold mines. One has been in Arizona and one has been in California. And the one in California has a probable and proven reserves of 1.7 million ounces of gold. And we have 24% interest in that mine there. And we also have 24% interest in the Arizona mine, which is coming in a little more over, I would say, 500,000 ounces of gold. But there's some veins that haven't been tapped, so we're looking for that to triple. We also have some opportunities for three more gold mines that's going to come on board, so we're pretty excited about that. So we're expecting that to happen within the next week or so.
Right. So, yeah, you just put out an announcement recently that you're going to look to acquire more. You're going to seek other gold mine opportunities. So can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, the company's business model as far as, you know, acquisitions and what are some of the synergies that you look for?
Yes, we are positioning the company by diversifying our portfolio through our subsidiaries and divisions to capture marketplace opportunities, especially in the emerging markets. Our business model is to also to be a fleet-footed company where we can pursue opportunities and not miss marketplace opportunities. And one of the our corporate business model is to also pursue the green technology. And we set up a subsidiary and division called WorldStar. It's our alternative energy division. We also have formed Transworld Automation, our electric car division. So we're very excited about those marketplace opportunities, and we definitely want to be timely in the marketplace.
Right. Now, also, you have several, you know, divisions and subsidiaries, including, like you said, the alternative energy, financial services division, and several others, including IT. So what are some of the you know, the common things between the companies and your divisions?
Well, I think... Oh, okay, sure. I think the thing that are putting in place, our corporate business model, is to strategically run like a well-oiled machine and to be able to, like I said, capitalize off marketplace opportunities. Our IT division, we're looking to get that more up to speed where we can get into trading, commodities, and also the IT division helps service our other divisions by keeping us very internet ready and savvy in the marketplace. Financial services division, we're looking to set up lines of credit to service our divisions and also pursue other opportunities in the financial marketplace. Our packaging service company, we have over 26,000 square feet there, and we're also looking to grow that facilities, and maybe one day we can be the next Federal Express in that division. We have a real estate division where we can capitalize off some of the real estate opportunities. We have negotiated some real estate prime opportunities in California where they're also doing drilling. In those areas, we're also looking to, I mean, surrounding those areas, we're looking for oil blocks and oil fields and opportunities such as that. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what our corporate business model is, to be timely in the marketplace and also take advantage of the opportunities that arise.
Right. So, yeah, all the divisions and, sound pretty convergent. And so what would you say makes Petro-America Corp unique? Is it the diversity or?
Well, I think what makes Petro-America unique is the fact that we are the people, we consider ourselves the people's company, and we are shareholder-driven. We have, I would say, the greatest base of shareholders in Petro-America, and they're very excited about the opportunity. A lot of our shareholders have also brought opportunities to Petro-America, and we are looking forward to doing a lot of humanitarian projects. And one of my goals is, as a company, we would like to see Petro-America win a Nobel Peace Prize for social and economic development and allow an opportunity for the everyday citizen to be a part of the American dream.
Well, great. Yeah, I read that. I was going to actually ask you about that because you said, one of the goals that you identified was to, to win a Peace Prize. And what are some of the other trends right now in the market, and how well positioned is Petro to, can you expand on how well positioned they are to capitalize on some of the trends?
I think that our corporate business model will allow us to do that. And I am very proud of the fact that Petro-America Corp is just 2.5 years old, and we've been able to accomplish quite a bit in the 2.5 years, so I'll look for a lot of upside. I think by being shareholder-driven and people-driven and marketplace, especially emerging marketplace-driven, that we will be able to seize the moment and capitalize on those opportunities and create liquidity in the market for our company and our portfolio, divisions, and subsidiaries. So I believe that by being positioned out here and not being top-heavy or over-bureaucratic in our organization, that we can move quickly to seize those opportunities.
Right, great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Owen, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Petro.
Well, I have a college degree in business administration. I have over 20 years of experience in working with small businesses, and I've been fortunate enough to go to the White House and work in a chamber of commerce to support small and minority businesses. So I've had an opportunity to experience that. I've ran small business incubators. So I understand the capital formation process. Our management have a lot of experience. They have backgrounds in business, and they've done a great job. They've also been able to keep their divisions going, and so we're very excited about what we're bringing forward to the future. And our doors are always open for talent and those that that can help the company move forward and create shareholder value. And I think that's what our strongest suit is, that we're very committed to creating shareholder value and also doing humanitarian projects that's going to make this global environment a better place.
So, yeah, in terms of what are some of the other things you're doing to achieve that, shareholder value? Do you think that right now investors understand the general direction and the message of Petro?
Well, I hope so. I think that we have a great base of shareholders that are very committed. And when you have the spirit of entrepreneurship and the spirit for the common good of all involved and to create value in the marketplace, I think that's what we are, people driven. And one of our shareholders termed our company the people's company, a company that wants to serve humanity and serve the world. And that's kind of what our focus is being able to deliver products, services that are going to be beneficial to our customer and also create value in for our customer. And I think with that type of concept and spirit that we can do a lot of changes in the marketplace, especially during the economic paradigm shift where you see a lot of the larger companies falling and having to reorganize and depend on government subsidies. We've been fortunate enough where we haven't had to do that, but we're looking forward to be that shining light in the marketplace There's something special about Petro-America that is committed to shareholder value, committed to doing corporate goodwill in the marketplace and being a good corporate citizen. One of my quotes is, has always been, great nations thrive off the achievements of their citizenry. So with our talent we have in the United States, I believe we have the greatest country in the world, and I believe that we can be a great company that all Americans can be proud of, and that is our goal for Petro-America Corp.
Great. And so what are some of the other milestones and goals that you hope to accomplish for the company this year, for the next, you know, over the next 12 months?
Well, our goals are to create more value, acquire more assets, form strategic alliances with major corporations, and also to seize other opportunities quickly in the marketplace, and look to continue to grow the company. We're looking hopefully to, our future is to be on a higher exchange, to grow the company where we can be on a higher exchange in the marketplace, and to also hopefully, if we can get things in position, I would like to see an IPO maybe 6 months, 12 months down the road.
Well, great. And once again, joining us today is Owen Hawkins, CEO of Petro-America Corp, which trades on over-the-counter. The ticker symbol, once again, is PTRZ. And so before we conclude, Owen, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why Petro-America Corp represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I believe is our spirit of entrepreneurship and our spirit for shareholder value. That is our number one goal, is to create shareholder value, to give our shareholders a good return on their investment, and also to create opportunities in the marketplace and to seize the moment where there are opportunities, especially in emerging markets. And I believe that with the synergy that we're creating in Petro-America, in the spirit we have to be a great corporate citizen, I believe that Petro-America would be a good investment, and we will work hard to prove that, and we want to deliver that because we want to take satisfaction in that we have built something that we all can be proud of.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as to report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Owen, and to update our investors.
Well, thank you very much, Juan, for giving us a great opportunity here. I'm very honored and humbled by the fact that you've given us an opportunity to be a part of the Wall Street Reporter, which is a very significant and representative of the investment community. So I really am honored and privileged for this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Well, anytime, and we look forward to some updates in the coming months.
Thank you very much, sir.